The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. This is podcast episode number 53. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And the Speaking of History podcast focuses on education, technology, and history. I do apologize in advance for my voice. I've got a cold and just got back from a basketball game this evening, and so my voice is barely hanging on, but something happened today that I definitely wanted to podcast about, partially just as an opportunity to reflect and vent a little bit about an educational situation that arose today. People that have listened to the Speaking of History podcast know that I've been active in DEN, D-E-N, which stands for Discovery Educator Network, over the course of the last year. And for those of you that are not familiar with DEN, DEN is an organization that Discovery created to basically help teachers implement technology in their classroom, primarily using United Streaming, but many other types of media as well. And DEN was an organization that you could apply for, and the application process was very simple. You just basically explained how you use United Streaming, and then for free, you were part of this organization of teachers. But the thing that really worked about DEN was the fact that they had state implementation or field directors that came out and helped you implement things in your classroom and in your school district, and they would physically be there and help give workshops or give you training. And the people that use United Streaming became very tied to these field directors or field managers, not only as people that helped them with technology, but basically as somebody that they could use as a resource. In particular, the person that is the Missouri and Kansas field representative was Linda Childs. And I met Linda Childs about a year ago, and she came out and did some training. And myself and several other teachers in the Liberty District, such as Lance Huebner and Marty Kelsey, became very close to Linda. She came out and helped us with workshops. We put on a workshop this fall called Tech or Treat, which was attended by about 60 teachers in the Kansas City area. We'd been to some regional conferences together. We'd been to some national events together. And in Liberty, the DEN organization was very strong, and we had a lot of support from our local person. In fact, Linda really became part of our family in many ways, and we actually had a personal connection with this big corporate identity. Well, today we found out through a blog entry that Discovery Education was getting rid of their field managers, which has obviously sent a huge ripple through the entire DEN community. Anybody that uses United Streaming or any of the services from Discovery Education either has found out or will soon be finding out about this loss of position. And obviously a lot of people are extremely upset. I personally feel that in some ways I've almost been lied to by Discovery. I really feel like we were sold the possibility of having somebody that we could depend on personally, somebody that would help implement technology, and I invested a lot of time and effort into the organization in the beliefs that I could make a difference in helping other teachers use technology. And honestly, it was the best professional organization that I've ever belonged to. People came out of DEN workshops and different events that DEN did and talked about it being the best educational experience that they had had in years. People were fired up about technology, and it wasn't about the technology. It was about the personal connections that allowed us to build those experiences where we could talk about how we were going to use technology and then get some training and expertise in those areas. I attended a regional event in Chicago this summer, which was probably one of the most powerful three-day experiences in an educational setting that I've ever had. People were sharing ideas about how to do podcasting and blogging and United Streaming, and it was so much fun. And that's the thing that makes me so upset about what's happened today, is that Discovery Education got it. People would literally be talking about how much they loved what Discovery was doing with DEN. People would come away talking about how much they were excited about technology. And it wasn't about United Streaming. It wasn't about going to a website and getting digital video content that I could show my students. It was the fact that I could talk to an actual person, and they would help me implement and train other teachers, and it was a family. And as corny as that may sound, that's what Den was. It was a family of people that actually knew each other and made connections and helped each other out. And in education today, that's something that's fairly rare, because in most cases, that connection doesn't happen. I honestly can say that the people that I've met at Den events over the course of the last year, I still keep in contact with many of them. I feel like they're my friends. I feel like if I have a question about something, I can contact them. It was an incredible connecting experience. And if you look on the blog today, which I'll include in the show notes, this was announced at, I don't know, about noon today or so. And in the course of about 8 hours, there have been about 35 to 40 teachers that have expressed their disgust, their sadness, their grief, their anger in one blog post on the Discovery Education site. And that's in about 6 to 8 hours. I mean, people are really upset, and a lot of people really feel like Discovery has betrayed them. And the fact that this happened right before Christmas, in the middle of the school year, just really leaves a lot of us wondering exactly what Discovery Education expects is going to happen now, because we feel like we've been deceived. And I can only hope that the people that lost their positions and lost their jobs today as regional managers are able to find something else. I mean, this is an especially tough period of the year, or time of the year, to find employment as an educator in the middle of the year. So I hope these people have something to fall back on. My heart goes out to so many of the people that I've met at events over the last couple of years that are now unemployed. And to Linda, I haven't been able to contact Linda today at all, but I just want to publicly thank her for all of her help and all the support that she gave us here in the Liberty Public School District. My daughter is 3 years old, and she currently wants to be a dinosaur when she grows up. And she wants to be a dinosaur when she grows up because Linda brought an inflatable dinosaur to one of our workshops a year ago, and then we had to go to the Discovery Store and purchase a 4-foot inflatable dinosaur to put in our house because she fell in love with it. Linda is a part of our family, and I really hope that Linda is able to recover from this and find something else where she can be a positive influence in education, because I know she's made a huge difference on the lives of at least 3 educators here in Liberty, Missouri. And at this point, we're very saddened, we're very upset about this decision made by Discovery. And I really don't want to read a whole bunch of comments from Discovery people about, you know, corporate economics and all that kind of stuff. Discovery missed a great opportunity, and I don't know how the budget works, and I don't know how the dollars and the cents work in a large corporate organization. But again, that's what made Discovery Education Network work. They got it. They understood that teachers wanted a personal connection. I'm not going to go to a website and post 13 attachments to try and get something done. Okay, I want a person that I can talk to and I can build a relationship with. And they figured that out, and it worked well. It worked amazingly well. And I know it's probably way too late, but I would encourage Discovery Education to really reconsider this move. If there's any possibility that they can go back and make this work, I strongly urge that. Because honestly, if this isn't rectified, I don't see myself as being a very big supporter of Discovery Education products, and that includes United Streaming. I just can't see selling people on an idea and a concept that I was sold once and bought into completely, and then had that completely taken away at a minute's notice. So whoever made this decision at Discovery Education, I really think that you owe a lot of people an explanation, and I hope that explanation comes in the next couple of days. I can't say enough how disappointed and how sad I am at this decision by Discovery. And Linda, good luck, and please contact us here. And if you need anything, let us know. And Discovery, you've lost a lot of people today that believed in you. And I really don't know what you can do to get us back. But Discovery Education Network, as I know it, no longer exists, because it's not about a product. You got a great product, don't get me wrong, but it's not about the product. It's about the people, and that's what made it work. So for Speaking of History, at about 10:30 in the evening, I'm signing off. Thank you very much for letting me vent my frustrations over the decision today. Good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.